Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Which is also on fire and getting ready to go directly into its playoffs. We are just around 5 to 8 games left in the season, and there's a lot of jockeying for position. Now, I'm not even going to focus on the Eastern Conference, because in the Eastern Conference, there's two teams and then everybody else. And I apologize for those of you that are fans of the Bucks. I'm not giving the Bucks no chance, but let's be real clear. That division right now is entirely the Celtics and the Cavaliers and everybody looking up at them. Hell, if you want to look at the West, you can honestly call it the OKC Invitational at this point. That's how good the Oklahoma City Thunder are. However, you can make a serious argument about the Western Conference about a lot of teams. The Rockets are holding on to that 2 spot. They're going to finish with that 2 spot. Where it gets interesting, and this is what I'm hoping for, and I know I'm a Laker fan. I'm going to take my Laker fan hat off real quick, okay? I'm going to try to be as honest about this as I can. The Lakers are currently in the 3rd spot. They are tied record-wise roughly with the Nuggets. Now, the Lakers do not have a good track record against the Nuggets, and we all know that. What I'm really worried about, though, is the Lakers ending up in the 4 spot. And I'll tell you why. Because if they end up in the 4 spot, the team that's in the 5 spot is the Warriors. It's not that I don't think the Lakers can beat the Warriors. I think they can beat the Warriors. It's going to be a hell of a matchup, and I want to see Lakers versus Warriors in the NBA playoffs, but I don't want to see it week 1 at all. I want to see both of these teams get through a round and meet up with each other. If it goes 4-5, we ain't getting that, and we're going to lose out on some serious star power very early on. Now, I'm not saying that we lose star power. We're going to lose them eventually, because I firmly believe the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to the finals this year. I think they're that good. But I want to see the Lakers and Nuggets and Warriors go as far as possible to get there.
Yeah, I like the Thunder a lot. I like what they are doing right now. My question mark is, if they bump up in a spot where they are able to, or somebody is able to take SGA out for 2 games, do they have the firepower to work around that? Is there somebody else that, anytime a superstar is relied upon the way that SGA is relied upon, that's where you're getting yourself into trouble. The problem with the Lakers the last couple of years, to me, Deck, has been predominantly that in big time situations, they've just said, we got to lean on LeBron here. What's different this year? It's obviously Luka opening up the floor. It's obviously Austin Reeves having a breakout season. Hachimura's had some big spots here and there. They're finally getting a little bit more productive play out of some very young big men in the middle. The floor has been opened up a little bit for the Lakers, and that's why they've been kind of hanging out anywhere from 1 to 3 in the power rankings all year. Do the Thunder have that spot where if it ends when it ends up being clutch time, if somebody like a Nikola Jokic closes the lane off to an SGA, do they have that outside scoring threat that can step in and fill the vacuum a little bit? And I know there are some players who have had good games here and there, but do they have that consistently for a five or a seven game series? And the answer to that for me is I don't know that we know yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, and you're not entirely wrong, because the one question that everybody under the sun, and hell, I've been interviewing every single basketball insider and genius and you name them for weeks over there on Beadle and Decker on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Everybody agrees that the Oklahoma City Thunder is the best team in basketball, and it might not even be close. The problem is the lack of experience going to bite them on the ass at the worst possible time? It's a real thing. It's not that they're not amazing. They're astonishing. But I look at this Warrior team with Jimmy Butler and the fact that they're 20-2 with Jimmy, and you have that much experience on that team, not to mention a lot of rings on that team. You got experience with the Lakers. I do think the Lakers are missing a legitimate big man center, but Jackson Hayes has done a fairly good job over there. And I do not think this is the best team in the West. I just think they can definitely cause some problems. I can make an argument that they can get to the finals, but again, is it going to be the talent and skill and the positions on the court, or is it going to be experience that's going to really be the mattering factor when it comes to the NBA playoffs this year?
It's fair. It's fair. And if experience comes into play, why? Oh, why? Because I agree the Thunder are very good, but like, I'm shocked how quickly people have moved on from Boston. I am shocked by how quickly. Right. Like, I am to the point now, and I had this conversation yesterday with a friend of mine. We were watching some basketball last night, and I said I am blown away by the fact that the reigning defending undisputed are like, they're kind of an afterthought in the conversation. And I get it, Deck, because we have been, as American sports fans, we have been conditioned to subscribe to flashy. We've been conditioned to subscribe to fast. We've been conditioned to subscribe to dunks and oops and electricity and crossovers, and that's all good. And it feels to me like Boston could give less of a damn about giving ESPN highlights to put into promos, right? Like, they just win basketball games. They're not flashy. They're not over the top. Jason Tatum is having, under the radar, one of the best years of his career. And it's like, we've just walked right past Boston to go back and do it again. And I'm honestly a little shocked by that.
Yeah, you know, you're not wrong. Do you think it's a combination of maybe a little bit of fatigue with Boston and the fact that maybe people really are kind of clamoring for a new team like the Celtics? Because you're right. The Boston Celtics have won 9 of their last 10 games. They are the undisputed champion. They were a team that won the title last year without Kristaps, pretty much. I mean, they didn't even need the guy, yet they had him, especially when he came in and did make a difference just by standing on the court, let alone playing. Do you think the Boston Celtics are just playing with their food right now going into the finals, which is a weird thing to say for a team that's won 9 of their last 10?
Yeah, it's, again, like, I don't even think it's a playing with their food. I don't think it's a this team is throttled down. I just think that's who they are. Right. Like, I just think that's who they are. It's very Joe Mazzulla. First off, if you don't listen to Joe Mazzulla's postgame press conferences, you are missing out on, like, I don't know, like Leslie Nielsen levels of comedy from this guy. The dude's hilarious. There was a his brother coaches for Utah as an assistant, and Boston about a week and a half ago played Utah, and Joe Mazzulla in the postgame presser got asked, they're like, hey, you know, how proud are you that your little brother was across from you on the sideline? And his response, which was the most big brother response ever, Deck, was, he coaches for the other team. I don't care. Like, it was such as, but that's Joe Mazzulla. That was a moment that, and even if he's playing the big brother LOL angle, that was a moment that Joe Mazzulla could have grabbed some mic time. I've been like, I'm so proud, and what a story, and he's been through so much, and you know, the Mazzullas are cut, and they could have done all that, and he just goes, he coaches for the other team, I don't care. Like, that's that Mazzulla mentality of nothing matters but a dub, and Boston has adopted that mentality from them. Decker, I don't think they're playing with their food. They've won 9 out of 10. I just think they don't give a damn about flash and pomp and circumstance and marquee and posters and advertisements. I think they just want to go win a chip. And, you know, when I got SGA and Nikola in the MVP conversation and, you know, the Lakers are the Lakers, they're always going to be about the show as much as they are about the chip. This Boston team to me is just dialed the hell in right now. But because they are not the flashiest team out there, they just consistently get overlooked. And I think they're frankly A-okay with that fact.
I think so too. I think so too. And by the way, if you didn't hear Jason Tatum yesterday talking about Derek White, then you don't know what fun is. This team is actually kind of fun. I like Tatum. Tatum's been like, you know, kind of an under the radar type of guy. It's like he doesn't necessarily want to be the face of the league, but I think he also gets disrespected very easily. But hearing him talk about Derek White not getting a tech yet the other day, and he said, and I quote, "I told D. White, you got to get like one tech. You got to get your street cred up," made me laugh out loud. I've really enjoyed that. And it's a fun team. I should hate the Celtics because I'm a Laker fan, but it's a hard team to hate, dude. I love Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown plays with more just anger and pee and vinegar than any dude I've ever seen. And I dig it. Like, that guy is carrying that torch of anger towards Team USA to this very moment, almost to the point where I would give anything to see Boston versus the Golden State Warriors in the finals.
Yeah. Again, like I like this team a lot. I like this team to repeat. I like this team. And by the way, Celtics-Lakers finals will be incredible.
Yes.
This guy right here, Cody Decker, sitting on I believe I have it at 8.5 to 1, Lakers to the final, just to make the finals ticket. I grabbed that the day after Luka got sent there, and I like that possibility. I think there's a lot that still has to be done, obviously, but I like this Boston team for precisely and exactly that reason. They're fun. But they're fun inside their own like little bubble, right? Like, you know how you got a group of friends, Deck, that you love and you love being around them and you love their comedy and you love their jokes and all that, and you absolutely will never introduce them to your other friend group because your other friend group would be shocked, appalled, and dismayed by the way that they talk. It's that. Yes. That's them. They're their own little circle that have their own little taste, their own little style. They do things their own way. They don't adhere to the electricity that the NBA wants out of basketball teams, yet they just keep kicking everybody's ass. We've had the conversation about, and I know we talked about it on the show not terribly long ago, but the concept of the face of the league. Hot take, Deck, Jason Tatum could be the face of the league, but because of the fact that A doesn't want to and B, that team just doesn't talk outside of their own bubble, there's not enough material to put out there to get people super interested in him. And that's literally the mentality of the team that has won them an NBA title and I think will win them another one this year.
I agree. And I don't think you're entirely off of that. I think we're going to be in a spot where, dude, the Celtics are legit. We're pretending that they aren't. They're monsters. They're about to win 60 games. They're at 57 as we currently stand. And by the way, I know everybody and we can all agree that the worst trade ever this year for, well, not for me. I thought it was great. Luka coming to the Lakers. But let's be real clear here. I mean, the Mavericks are in the 9 spot right now. They're going to be in the play-in. And if you don't think my eyes are directly locked into the Mavericks taking on the Lakers this Wednesday, because AD is playing like a man who's on fire at the moment and something to prove. That being said, I don't think they're going to go very far, but I am going to watch the living hell out of that game on Wednesday night because both these teams are playing for something right now.
I agree. I think as a whole at large right now, what we are getting out of the NBA, this is one of those years that, as far as I'm concerned, it's super top heavy, obviously. There's some interesting sleepers. I love what Cade Cunningham and Detroit are doing right now. I like what Tyrese and the Pacers are doing right now. The Knicks are finally interesting for the first time in a very long time. But, man, it just feels top heavy. And here's the fun part. We've gone through Boston. We've talked Thunder. We haven't even talked the freaking Houston Rockets are 51-27 because Jalen Green's a dog. We got more basketball, yep, including Final Four talk as the show rolls on. It's Bet for the Cycle on the BetMGM network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.